Hey, good morning.
You need to learn this dance.
Hunter,
that one girl on YouTube learned it. She went viral doing it.
You are well past learning dances, okay? You're not going to be a dancer. You need to give up on that.
Okay? Throw a piece of cardboard down. I can do some spins.
No. At this point...
Hey, I'm tall. I can get a lot of centripetal force.
Just because you're tall doesn't mean you're coordinated enough to learn how to break dance at the age of 37.
This long leg... Dude, if you whip this long leg around and tighten it up and spin... Oh. I'm telling you, you're getting four, five, six spins in there.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be great. I'm saying you are too far gone because you've never broke dance before. So at this point, you just picking it up and like, I am going to learn how to break. It's just not going to work.
See what it is I'm real skinny and my T4 vertebrae sticks out. So I just get on that like a top, you know.
What it is that you're going to, the first time you drop down to spin, you're going to pop a hip or a hip flexor and you're done.
Yep. No. Music stops.
Your body has never been put into that rigorous type of motion or dancing. And so just to think that you're going to do it now is insane.
I had always thought about doing the worm, you know, the worm where you, you know.
Yeah.
But I just know I'd do the worm one time and I'd stay on the ground.
You'd just slap your face on the ground and then not move.
Snapped him in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave himself a scorpion.
Never seen anything like it. He literally snapped in half like a twig, like a Slim Jim. You ever seen a Slim Jim? You know, when you just like that.
It's brutal.
You can see his insides. It's gross. Sat there screaming on the dance floor, and he dead. He's dead.
Anyway, you're jealous of my dancing. Let's get the
No. Like I said, go for it. Just know I'm not going to your funeral because I told you. I said, no, don't do it, Hunter. And when you die trying to break dance at 37 years old after never break dancing at all, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go.
Spin the coffin so we can break dance one last time.
One last time. Oh!
Oh!
You got served, son!
You balance it up on a corner. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't recommend it. But hey, you do you, buddy. You do you. Who am I to stand in the way of your dreams, okay? Ridiculous.
Yeah. Come on, you're supposed to be...
Break dancing.
Encouraging me, man.
Break dancing at 37. You shut up, moron. All right, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Here we go.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Landingham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. We got to hang out with them yesterday for the Screaming Yellow Summer, and just love them over there. And actually, I do need to take my truck over. We got a big trip coming up. Got to make sure John...
How many times have you taken your truck in?
Sometimes I just take it over, have him give it a once-over. I let the expert eyes of John
walking.
And his crew...
Just start walking.
No, he loves it when I bring my truck over. He loves Black Beauty. He's like, yeah, bring her over anytime.
That's not a legit smile.
He loves
it. Damn it, here comes Rock again.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like, oh, you still got this thing. I'm like, yeah, I do. Fix her up. Hey, if he wasn't so good at fixing it, right? I'm very good at breaking it. That's the thing.
You keep jumping railroad tracks, man.
Plan B boys are at it again. Anyway, go see him. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, Peter Criss has pushed to get his backing band, Sister's Doll, a slot on the Two Kiss Cruises this October. A post on his website reads as follows. Come on, Kiss Cruisers. It's up to you to vote the boys onto the Kiss Cruise. They need your vote. Please vote. Thank you. God bless Peter Criss. The voting has ended, and the trio of brothers from Australia are one of the 10 finalists to take part in the Kiss Cruise sound check. God, that's a mouthful. The three winners for each week of cruising will be announced soon. The 11th annual cruise sets sail out of Los Angeles twice in October, the 24th and the 29th. Through the 3rd. The band, who took their name from Twisted Sister and the New York Dolls, first entered the Kiss universe when they backed former Kiss guitarist Bruce Kulick on Australia's tour in 2015 and 17. So they're not Kiss related at all. They're just a band that wants to get on there. And obviously Peter Criss, the former drummer of Kiss, it plays with them. So that's what he's aiming
for. So they have a huge advantage is what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. Like it helps.
So what is this, a contest? Is it a contest? You're voting the band into playing with Kiss?
To be on the tour. Or the cruise. I don't know if you, so Kiss does.
Why don't they just have them? Why is there even a? competition.
Probably because there's a lot of bands that want to be on this, man. Go cruise around on a ship.
But, hey, we're competing with Peter Criss's band.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to win. I'm just...
It might, though.
Just saying.
You know, maybe... Because there's still some people that, you know, are on the fence about Peter Criss. You know, he was in the band. He's not right. in the band. I don't know.
I'm a really good quarterback. And I could go play for the Bucks, but I'm competing with Tom Brady's brother. Who do you think they're going to pick?
Well, anybody but you. If you actually mean you, Hunter, the guy who at 37 wants to try
to make an analogy here. Shut up. You know what?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a little lopsided.
But anyway, I've always wanted to do this Kiss cruise just because he had to go on a boat. And there's a bunch of great bands on there, and you just booze up, and someone else is doing the driving. He's floating around. So that'd be like one of the few cruises I would actually do.
As I was going to say, you said you hated cruises.
Yeah, but this one
would never go on a cruise.
This one would be actually, I think, fun. Because all the other cruises are just a bunch of old people and, you know, kids.
Yeah.
This one probably be fun.
But then you're going to have the Kiss Army. I mean, you want Kiss Army for 5-6 days in a row?
Well, you know. Could be worse. Could be old people and kids. You know what I mean?
Bunch of screaming.
Of course,
kids.
To be honest, right. The Kiss Army is probably getting pretty old now at this point, if you think about it.
Now they're just old people dressed up in makeup.
Yeah. Let's see. If you were in high school when Kiss released their first album, I think you're almost to senior level at this point.
So. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're going on cruises now, and it kind of fits.
That's it. You know, okay. So maybe either way, I'm still going to get the old people. But no kids. No kids. Not on the Kiss cruise. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
1973 on this day, the Edgar Winters Group Free Ride was released. Come on and take a free ride.
It's a great song.
Come on and take me by my side.
I mean...
Come on and take a free ride.
Don't
I think of Dazed and Confused every single time I hear that song.
Soundtrack. The whole soundtrack in that movie.
But that's when they're all getting ready to go. Like the night's just starting. All right, everyone's ready. Mm-hmm. School's over. They all got the plans figured out. Now the sun has gone down.
You love that movie.
God, I love that movie. It's a great movie. If I could be in any movie, if like any movie could be my life, Dazed and Confused, man, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bunch of hot 70s chicks, muscle cars, plenty of bush.
It's right up your alley.
Beer.
Dude, it really is.
All right, here's what you got.
Cigs rolled up in sleeves.
Yeah, here's what you got. In Daisy Infused, all right? You got beer, all right? You got a party at the Moon Tower, all right? Kegger at the Moon Tower. You got a bunch of hot 70s chicks with some nice bushes.
This is Brock who plays football but really doesn't care about it. He just wants to go party.
You know, I'm just cruising around in my El Camino looking for chicks, all right, man? Yeah.
That is you.
Great music, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just paddling people,
beating the hell out of youngsters.
That's terrible.
You know, I made a paddle in high school. I did.
They took that away. So when we were going in, so we were the same grade, going into sophomore year, they're like, no more.
Yep.
That's when the real hazing thing started.
Yeah, I'm not promoting hazing, but, you know.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, yeah. I mean, we got the very last of it.
I know. That's what kind of sucks. It's like we didn't get a chance to beat up on anyone. I made a sweet
Here's
paddle.
The thing is like it wasn't like it wasn't Dazed and Confused either. It's not like
no more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Here's what we did. We made the paddle, and nobody would really get the paddle.
Yeah.
But we would all have to sign it. And if you did something and, you know, you got in trouble or whatnot, you know.
No, I was.
Things would happen.
I was straight up like Benny in shop class making a paddle. I did.
Drilling holes in it.
I did. Oh, yeah. That cuts down on the wind resistance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I put hockey tape on the handle of it. Oh, yeah, dude. dude, it was dope.
Gotta have a nice grip.
Honestly,
know?
It was a nice paddle. It was a nice paddle.
Did you stain it? Did you wood stain it?
No, I didn't stain it. But what I did do is I made a little like shark bite out of it. What did I call it? God, it had a name.
You had a little shark bite.
What was the name of it? I'm trying to remember what I called it.
Would you spin it around in your hand like they did in Days Confused?
Yeah. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Anyway, all right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.